All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. So today I'm going to talk about something that just kind of popped into my head, and I think it's important. A lot of us here are probably gamers of some sort. I don't know what kind of games you play, whether it's just casual or just more hardcore like me, I guess you could say. A lot of us do play at least some kind of game, or at least interested in games. Maybe the adult games, maybe, you know, something like this I'm playing here. Just a certain kind of game. Well, we had a lot of releases. A lot of stuff came out today. Like, a lot of indie things came out today. And also you had some other big thing come out, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys know about it, even if you're not actively playing these kind of games, but the successor to Genshin Impact came out, and it's called Honkai Star Rail. Now, I've looked it up, and everybody's like, oh, it's such an amazing game, and it looks better than Falcom, and of course, people are like, well, Falcom doesn't have millions of dollars put into their games, like miHoYo, who is the Chinese company responsible for Genshin and all these other big gacha games that people have spent all their money on. And let's be honest, there's a lot of bad things that have come about because of these things. As much as you may like waifus and anime-styled graphics and things, yeah, it's not a great thing, to have a game that just requires so much money out of a person. And this one, of course, is available on everything. This game is available on every console, it's on the PC, and it's, of course, on the mobile phone. So you have it wherever you are. It's constantly there. No matter what device you have a way to play it and connect to the server. The servers have already opened up, and they're flooded, I'm sure. But what this is honestly the future of gaming, and I hate it, but there's nothing you can do about it. One thing I've noticed, you know, being a supporter of, like, GOG and, of course, you know, Zoom Platform, they have even harder time getting games. But GOG is recently doing a lot of these adult games, and people are wondering why. It's because they're easier to obtain now. Like, GOG is probably not getting Blasphemous 2. I know Blasphemous 1 was a real big hit on their site, and people loved it, but I asked the devs personally on Twitter, and, you know, 246 people saw that I asked it, but the devs never even bothered to respond. Like, the publisher, the devs, nobody wanted to say anything. It's like they just didn't want to deal with GOG. Now, I understand they have their politics and things like that, but not even a response. And another game came out called After Image, and it was a pretty popular, also Chinese game, but, you know, small Chinese devs compared to the big, huge, multi-million dollar miHoYo devs industry. That actually works with probably the Chinese government in some way, so they're probably using that shit to gather information. Oh, you don't want TikTok? Well, we'll get your information from Honkai Star Rail. I mean, it is what it is, guys. They can't fucking stop China from getting our information. Especially when they're making these cool waifu games and people can't, you know, they can't separate that from the fact that their data is just getting taken. You know, I had to fill out a Facebook claims form because apparently they sold my data and information, and there was a class action lawsuit. So I'll be getting some money back, probably not much, but it'll be in my PayPal account, and we'll see, you know, how much I get back from this tiny lawsuit. Probably might get, I don't know, $3 or something. Hey, it's something. That's how much my information was worth to them, I guess. But anyway, the fact of the matter is, if you like DRM-free gaming like I do, I got bad news for you. Like, GOG's the biggest one, and they're not getting the big hits. And I mean indie big hits. I'm not talking about AAA. They haven't had a big AAA game in a while. we're talking about indies. Indies that are big and just not coming to GOG. You know, Blasphemous not doesn't appear to be coming to GOG. There's quite a few other ones. The Sea of Stars, which we got the messenger on GOG, no problem. But the devs were kind of actually worried when so many people wanted the new game. They want Sea of Stars. And the devs, Sabotage Studios, they actually put the anxious emoji at the bottom. Like, oh shit, we didn't realize that this many people wanted the game on GOG. We don't know what to do. Because they were not going to bring it to GOG. They were going to have it on Steam. See, many developers now are looking to Steam and Nintendo Switch. Nintendo Switch is the indie platform now. It just is. Like, all the devs are trying to get their stuff on Nintendo Switch. And, of course, anytime a new Metroidvania comes out or a new indie RPG, they always ask if it's going to have a physical Switch copy because they want to support that. And that's where you get into debacles we've had with limited run games and others. But they have to have that physical copy because it's just a collector's thing for them. So they'll go out and they'll spend money to have the physical copy of the game. This is just the way it's going to go. Now, the future of this, though, is obviously going to be a mix between the people who still want physicals and the majority that's going to be okay with the always online, always on some sort of client-backed gaming. Like, if you want old games, you're going to have to... I mean, that's pretty much... Well, hold on. Let me go back a little bit. If you want old games, you know, it's probably not going to affect you too much. They are going to remaster the hell out of games because Atari bought the licenses to all these classic games, and they want to remaster them and remake them and revamp them for the new generations. You know, for mobile ports and whatever the hell else they want to do. But yeah, there's money to be made in all this old stuff, and Atari's trying to make create a monopoly on it, and that's not a good thing, but it's something that definitely happens. So it's actually gotten bad. Because there was a developer that was kind of threatened. Well, not threatened, but kind of bullied into giving his rights up to his game. But he stood his ground and he would not give Atari the rights. And this is Ziggurat now. Ziggurat, they're not so great either. So, on the old games front, it's shit. On the indie games front, it's getting to be shit. And on the AAA games front, it's always been shit, and it's going straight to online-only servers and gacha-based microtransaction-style gameplay. It just doesn't look that great. See, Trigger Fantasy released, and I think it's Trigger Fantasy or Trigger Tag, something like that. Anyway, it came out, and of course there's all these damn little microtransactions if you want extra shit that's in the game. And of course, I mean, there's story DLC. It's not a big deal, because a lot of the Trails games have that DLC. But I don't know, guys. It's just getting to the point now where gaming is becoming more of a service rather than a product that you own. And there's a lot of pay-to-win shit. Especially when you're doing, like, a gacha server, when it comes to, you know, the Honkai Star Rail, and people will still play Genshin Impact because they love that game. So, it's just going to be a... I don't know. That's just going to be what people do. Because the game follows them everywhere now, and that's a system. It's made to do that. The game is going to be available, again, on your phone, and when you don't want to play on your phone. I mean, like I said, if you're at work, you can play it on your phone. If you're not at work, You can play it on your PC or your gaming console. You can pretty much play the game anywhere there's a console that supports it, or a platform that supports it. I don't think there's one platform it's not on, except for a DRM-free platform. But even GOG said they were opening the way to pay-to-play games, which we haven't heard anything else from. I guess they decided to dial back on it after the backlash. They're not really sure what to do. They've been releasing a lot of not-safe-for-work games, a lot of adult games. And again, the reason why they're doing this is simple. Those are the games that they know they can get licensed to and know they can make money off of. Sex sells, and... I mean, what was it? Third Strike? A game that's actually free on itch.io? It sold for $15 on GOG yesterday, and basically... The game went to number 8 or number 9 in their best-selling games of all time. I haven't seen the Rants games do that. So, obviously, they're picking up an audience here. I got nothing against it. I just think that... I don't know. It's just a mess. It's a real mess. That's all I gotta say on that. Gaming, to me, it doesn't look like it's gonna be DRM-free for very long. That's what I can say. The adult games, they may stay DRM-free until somebody comes out with an adult service. No telling who that could be. It could even be the people that are working on the Love Ents, which I've talked about. The Love Ents toys, which work with all these games now. It's a possibility that somebody could create a service like that, that causes DRM for these adult games. And people will pay for that. You better fucking believe they'll pay for that. And then it'll be harder for companies like Jast and itch.io to get indies, because they'll just go to the pay service. They'll go to the client model. People will want an adult games client. It's eventually going to happen. So, it's not a good outcome if you want to be a gamer. I'll just say that. It's not a good outcome. If you like your old games, you're fine. You can, for now, still use RetroArch as a back-end, and RetroPie and Emulalek and all this other thing. And as long as they have Raspberry Pis and other things like that, you can have all your old games on a little emulator box like I do. And of course, you can always just continue to back up SD cards and stuff like that. Or you can just get them from Arcade Punks, which a lot of people do because it's just too much hassle. Even if you build it to make one yourself, because you have to usually back it up with the Linux commands, and that requires a little bit of programming skills that not all of us have. So I see where you're coming from on that. I know I was looking at it because I was like, oh, I'll back up my SD card. And I realized, oh, you have to do that from the Pi, and it's not exactly easy. But I looked at my Damaso image that I got off of Arcade Punks, and I looked at what it had, and I looked at what I had, and other than just having Kodi on mine, which I think I can add an old version of Kodi on the Damaso image, his stuff looked better than mine. It had more, well, it had a lot of the same games, it just didn't have all the hacks that I do, and that was pretty much it. But I noticed that the image was updated as of 2022, and there were a shitload of people on that torrent, by the way, guys. There's a 28 gig torrent. It only took me 3 hours to do that torrent because there were so many people wanting that on their own arcade machines. And of course, once you have that ISO, all you do is just use the Pi Imager, and you throw in any little SD card, preferably get like a Samsung or something at Walmart or Amazon, or, you know, a good reputable one. You just pop that on, you put it inside of the RetroPie, whatever kind of case you're using, whether you're using a Pi 4 or a Pi 3, And there you go. And most of them don't even recognize your controllers. So you're already ready to go. Everything's all updated. It's got all the custom themes. It's got the codes in it. It's got everything you need. So you're good to go from the start. They literally make this stuff where it's no problem. He might do a 2023 image. There's other people also, like Mad Little Pixel on YouTube, of course. He's got some Pi images that he's made for 128 gig cards. Probably have a lot more stuff, a lot more of the modern games. And of course, you can get PSSP, or, you know, the PSP emulator on there. And it runs very well on the Pi 3B, I found out. So you can play a lot of those old games. And of course, you can watch your movies on there. So there's a lot of, you know, bang for your buck, I guess you could say, if you spend $100 to $200 on a Pi and download one of those little ISOs off Arcade Punks. And there you go. I mean, you got old retro gaming at home. So a lot of us old guys, we have a lot of the games that we want to play right there on our consoles. I mean, people were even saying not to download the or buy the Mega Man Battle Network collection, because apparently they've done some things to it or something that they don't like. I think they've changed some things, and just to emulate them. So they're there. I mean, they're on the RetroPie. I mean, you got them. I mean, it is what it is. Things are gonna change because that's just the way things are. Nothing's ever gonna stay the same. And that's with gaming. Everything's going to change to a different mode where everybody's always online, I guess. Or everything's always a client. Well, yeah, I mean, everybody will be online. You'll have to always be online. A lot of people are saying, Grim, we already do have always online gaming. Because even if you play a single-player game, you still have to have an online client open. So, there's really no chance of this going away, because they're making money off these clients. So why not? They're making money off these gotchas. They're making money off these microtransactions. The whales are already jumping onto Honkai Star Rail. They're going to make all kinds of fucking money. They're going to make millions and millions and millions of dollars off this Honkai Star Rail game that just came out. It's going to make more money than a lot of big Nintendo games that come out. You know, China is killing it in the gaming market right now. So we just got to deal with that. Like, this is the future of gaming, whether you want it or not. But there are alternatives. There will probably be still some indies, some small devs. The adult game scene hasn't yet gone to a client yet. And, again, you have the RetroPie option. You have the Emulek option. You have a lot of ways to discover the older games. Unfortunately, you won't have too many new ones, but there are people making hacks even today. And there are still people making brand new games altogether that will run for these old consoles, and you can even play on the old consoles if you have the hardware and a repro, because obviously they don't have the original hardware to build the cartridges, or the original materials rather, to build the cartridges. You have to, you know, so it's a reproduction of a cartridge, of a Nintendo cartridge, of a Super Nintendo cartridge, of a Sega cartridge, you know, any of those. And even with Dreamcast, I think they put the Ninja Turtles on Dreamcast. So there's a lot of cool stuff for old classic retro gamers out there. And if you're kind of disillusioned and you're like, well, Grim, I really don't like all this clients and online all the time and all that kind of thing, I just don't want that, then yeah, there's options for you. You're going to be all right. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'm out with Grim Rants into the Heavens, and I'll see you next time.